Where you have to go into the bank, it's on private property. There's no camera, it's not lit, and people are just going and dropping every bit of rubbish that they want and leaving it there, and it ends up that, you know, the council has to come along and try and clean it up. We've had discussions with the council trying to look at alternative locations down through the years. It hasn't been successful, but there's one location now that we have identified is outside the council yard itself. It's lit, it has a camera, and people are going to be, they're not going to be going throwing their litter all over the place when they see what the situation that they're in or where it likely should be.
You've been told officials are looking at the site. You're hopeful that after, as you say, several years' discussion, there may be light at the end of the tunnel here and we will see this go through.
Yes, so big time. It has to be sorted out at this stage. It's going on for a long, long time. But as the council official said to me there today, you know, there could be light at the end of the tunnel now, and hopefully this will be sorted ASAP.
And then you want to see more bring banks provided across the electoral area as well. Other areas outside of Glenty Stuhery in particular, it wouldn't identified as an area that needs bring banks.
When people knew that I have been, you know, fighting for the banks in Glenty's, and then when I joined the council, other areas like the Letchley McGuire Development Group and Duhery Development contacted me about their own issues with bring banks. Letchley McGuire, the banks were there previously, they were removed, they want them relocated and reinstated back in Letchley McGuire, and the same in Duhery, they want bring bank facility put in that area as well.